my legs were like convulsing. I was like going into shock. I don't know. I was doing a lot, you know. I remember I couldn't calm down. I was shaking, like
you're almost like seizing out, but you're conscious.
Exactly. That's how I remember it. I was basically seizing out, and I was conscious during it.
Wow.
I just wanted to go to sleep. They gave me sleeping meds. They gave me Benadryl to try to get me to go to sleep, but my body, like my brain, wasn't letting me. So my body was freaking out. And up until this point, like I said, this is cellulitis. Once I got that, I never cried. I never like really believed it. That night, my mom was trying to get me to calm down. She's like, breathe, breathe. She's like trying to hold my legs down. And I remember I looked at her. I was like, I don't want to die. Mom, wow. I'm not ready to die. And I cried. And like, that was my lowest point and my highest point. You know what I mean?
That's what kind of made you realize you want to beat it?
I finally accepted it. I finally realized that it was real. I finally realized I was really fucked. And I finally realized I wasn't accepting that. I'm not going to die from this. I'm not ready to die. And I make...
And you just told yourself that in your heart.
Yeah. And then I went into the coma. And then we know where it went from there.
Wow.
I just slowly and surely got better.
Went to hell and mm-hmm. back in that coma.
Yeah.
Went to the brink of the edge of death and came back.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That is absolutely crazy that, like...
And I definitely, like you said, I definitely think it was my confidence, my cockiness, my drive. I think if I would have been depressed and felt bad about myself and sat there and said, God, why did you give this to me? I don't deserve this.
It would have consumed you.
I don't think I would have made it. But mm-hmm. I had those nurses that kept me in high spirit. I was always making jokes.
Wow. What did you learn about, like, this near-death experience at such a young age?
A lot. You got your whole life ahead of you. It shaped my life completely. Dude, I was a dick in high school. I was an asshole. I realized, like, there's no need for that. Who am I trying to be cool for? You know? Like, definitely be my own person. I am who I am, so be it.
The direction you were heading was just completely different.
Yeah. And like I said, turned my life around. I wasn't going to college. I was partying up in high school. This happened. I just kind of set a path and I dove right in for it. This whole thing taught me that, like, doctors only know so much. And all they can tell you is statistics.
Yeah.
They can't tell you anything about you. Mm-hmm. They can tell you about what has happened before. Well, before me, this has never happened. Before me, no one got that sick off and used this trial and got better. So
now you're the new thing that the doctors have to say. It's been done. Mm-hmm. You can pull through and tell people that instead of saying that, you know, it hasn't been done.
The doctors have their statistics.
Wow.
They're going to tell you. They told my mom I was going to die. They told 75% chance. Like, they were throwing numbers around. Those numbers are just statistics. And I am not a statistic. You know?
That's interesting, man.
You are your own person. You can't fall into statistics. If you start believing that, you already gave up.
Like, the concept of diagnosing is sometimes dangerous, you know? I think it sometimes can make the problem more real than what it is, almost by giving attention to it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the more, like, you have an injury and you focus on it, the more it starts hurting you. Like, eventually your body learns to block it out and, mm-hmm. and to you know, manage that pain and to dull. I just feel like...
Your mind is so powerful
mm-hmm.
that if you have a broken leg, you can sit there and think about it and think how hurt it is and it's just going to keep hurting. But you can trick your mind into not being in pain.
Yeah.
I feel like I can.
Yeah. It's like, how many people are sleeping and, like, oversleeping, right, too much, and it's getting excessive to the point where it could be cancer forming in their blood cells, right? Maybe their body actually fights it, and the cancer goes away before it escalates even to anything bad.
happens all the time. That's your immune system.
Right, exactly. So, like, all the time our bodies are killing cancer cells and irregular cells. They cycle them out, right? It's the ones that end up duplicating and replicating that become bad and dangerous, which is cancer.
Mm.
It's just crazy to think...
Like, you're saying, like, diagnosis can speak something into existence?
Sometimes. I feel like it almost makes it more real, you know? I really do think that your behavior and your attitude... You know, and everything, your environment, your influences, all of it combined helped you pull through, you know?
Yeah, me too.
That was a crazy story. I can't believe it.
Yeah, and actually I have this tattoo on my arm that's like kind of a symbolism of that.
Of your journey?
Yeah, so...
what does it mean?
I have this skull and a rose, and the skull's taking a pebble off the rose. We can post pictures of this one too. Mm-hmm. The skull symbolizes death, the rose symbolizes life. And the clock is just the time in between. The wording says, "Together we stand, divided we fall," which is like Pink Floyd lyrics and like a slogan. I was Pink Floyd head. And then the background is a brick wall. So each brick is supposed to be like a support system, like family, friends, nurses, like everyone that helped me through my battle between life and death. And together we stand, divided we fall. Without a brick and a wall, the whole wall would fall down. So I needed every single one of those bricks to stand up.
That's awesome.
So I 100% believe that my support system and my positivity is...
I could tell it changed you too. Just like you give off a different vibe than you used to, you know? Like you're a family man now, you got a fucking... You got two kids.
Grow up quick.
You know? Yeah, I mean, you really did. You really grew up very quick compared to everyone else at our age and our level, you know.
Yeah.
You're very mature, and it probably had to do with, you know, knocking on death's door.
You realize, you realize a lot through life.
Yeah.
And you go down the path that you want to go down and the path that you let yourself go down. I'm not saying that I haven't fallen off of the path. I'm not saying that I'm a saint, not saying anything like that, but before I do anything, I definitely... reconsider what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet.
Everyday life's it's a blessing. It's a privilege to be alive, and you don't understand that until that privilege is
almost getting taken from you.
Stripped out of your hand.
Yeah. Wow. That's some inspirational shit, man.
Yeah.
It's really inspirational shit. I hope everyone gets something out of this, you know? And people who are struggling, what would you say to people who are fighting cancer right now, who are battling?
Number one thing I always say is, doctors can only give you statistics. I'm in the medical field. I believe in everything they're doing. I'm not saying that my positivity cured cancer. The doctors did, but that positivity was the fuel for the fire. And getting caught up in the numbers, if I would have let myself believe that, wow, not many people make it, how can I? I wouldn't have. So... always in life, you have to keep a positive outlook. It doesn't matter how bad things are getting. You can't let that consume you. Because you're alive.
Yeah. That's some good advice. Some very sound advice, man.
Yeah.
I hope everyone enjoyed this podcast. And I really enjoyed it myself, man. I really thank you for coming out here and telling me that.
Yeah.
Sharing this story with me.
Yeah, I'm a very open person. I'll tell the story to anyone that wants to listen or... I've spoken at a lot of different benefits, but I think this is the most detailed story and the first time that I've ever recorded a timeline of everything that's really happened.
Hmm.
So I'm privileged to be able to do this and especially do it on this channel.
Yeah, I'm glad we actually have it now on record, you know, so for people who, like you said, who are struggling with thinking about the statistics and the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really good idea, what you said about...
Or just getting down. You see, especially, I mean, I work with kids, my passion's with kids. I see kids often that they'll get a diagnosis and very depressed by it. Depression is a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
But,
depression can make your immune system weaker.
Depression could kill you.
Yeah, it really can.
Yeah.
It
And if you let yourself... slide into that,
which is probably so easy.
Yeah.
when you're in that state.
You gotta stay strong. Yeah.